This is the Midday Summary on the RFD Radio Network for a Thursday. I'm Jim Taylor. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources seeking campground hosts for the 2026 camping season. IDNR's Joe Linkaitis says this is for state parks, recreation areas, and historic sites across the state.
When people come to our sites, they come to the campground. Following signage, they go to the campground, and usually this is the first face that they see when they come into a campground is a campground host. Some sites have a check station where the host is at the check station, depending on the day of the week. Then you also have at their sites, you know, they'll put signage there at their sites that, you know, this is a campground host site and please come up to the site. So their duties, checking in campers, answering questions, making sure that they're registered, taking the fees.
More info at dnr.illinois.gov under the State Parks tab. Harry Johnston continues to spread the word about Farm Rescue, which offers farm families with the operational support they need in times of crisis. Help is offered in 11 states, including Illinois. The mission started in 2005, says Farm Rescue's Terry Johnston.
So give me like an example of one of the situations from kind of start to finish, you know, making the call or getting the referral and then responding with the help.
Yeah, so we learn a family's one of two ways. Either the family reaches out to us maybe through the website or calls the office, or in most cases, it's a referral from somebody else in the family, in the community. You know, maybe their John Deere dealer or their seed salesperson. They refer them to us. There's a simple application that they can fill out online. Oftentimes, Ben or Luke, our operations manager, will actually help them through that process. It's pretty easy, but sometimes intimidating. And then the information was reviewed once we kind of figure out what their needs are, you know, whether it's a planting strategy, harvest strategy. We do a bale hay for folks. We feed livestock, mostly cattle. And once we get that figured out, we learn the timings, like when's the crop going to be ready or when are you going to need us. Then our volunteer coordinators reach out to our volunteers, kind of starting geographically as close as possible and work our way out. And then also based on skills and availability. And then when the time comes, the volunteers show up to the farm and either use the farmer's equipment or maybe it was destroyed in a tornado. So we'll either use our equipment or rent it from the local John Deere dealer. And we get the process going. We make sure the crop gets in or out or the hay gets made or the cattle get fed. And they're able to focus on recovery from whatever awful thing they're going through. And that's really the beginning to the end of it.
Learn more at farmrescue.org. This is the RFD Radio Network.